We're kind of going from the ridiculous to the sublime here in Christmas celebrations. We were just with the Stage Monkeys of Lafayette talking about their holiday celebration. Joining me in the KRVS studios now are Rachel Dugas, David Cheremy, and Dale Parity, who are here to talk about the wonderful celebration at Vermilionville of an old-time Christmas this Saturday. And there's going to be a lot going on. So maybe, Rachel, you can kind of give us an overview of Saturday, what's going to happen, and then Dale's got some special workshop that's going on, and then there's a new element to Vermilionville that David is going to talk about, folk roots joining the campus.
Exactly. Well, on Saturday, we're sort of extending what we're doing during the week, this week and next week, to celebrate Old Time Christmas. We have worked on different craft demonstrations and hands-on opportunities that kind of reflect the holidays and the old-time spirit. So we'll be showing candle making, soap making, handkerchief angels, popcorn stringing, citrus pomander. So we'll have a lot of artisans in the village showing the visitors, the kids, the parents, grandparents that come and visit how it's done. And numerous stations have a hands-on element to them. We really wanted to focus on that this year so that everyone that comes by may have a chance to really get their hands, well, dirty, I guess, but really touch and feel history and feel how it would have been. So we're very happy to have that. We also have a special art project in the village that we worked with a local artist on. It's called our Wish Stick Station. So we use natural elements from Vermilionville, bamboo that has been cut into pieces, and people are invited to write their wishes on the stick and decorate the stick and hang them in the trees. So they're going to beautify the village as well. So we have all kinds of different things. On top of all the craft demonstrations and the artisans there, we also have some performances. Henry Hampel and friends will be there to play music for the kids right there on the dance floor. It's going to be like a little dance party for the kids, children's music and Christmas music too. We'll also have storytelling in French and in English with Andy Ebed and Vicky Branton. And we're featuring the Louisiana Performance Center, it's a dance performance center, and they come by and do different recitals probably once a season. So they'll be there performing their Christmas songs too.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that this is a lot of Christmas activities going on this week and next. Mm-hmm. Is some of that available throughout the week if people go? What can they see or experience during the week? Will they see some of these crafts?
Absolutely. We're doing all of the same during the week, mostly for schools, but we encourage everyone to come by. I've seen many visitors walking in and locals coming in to see all of the different crafts. We're doing that from Tuesday to Friday, 10 to 4. So everyone is welcome to come by. We do have a special Christmas program so they can see exactly which house has someone in it and what craft is being demonstrated if they don't have too much time. And then they always, you know, can pop into the restaurant or the gift shop and check out what's there for Christmas.
So this Saturday for the old-time Christmas, everybody will be there. All of the crafts will be demonstrated. There'll just be a lot richer experience of what you all are doing over these 2 weeks.
Yeah, and we're really hoping that the families will come together and visit the village then, because we have a lot of school kids coming in. I think we have over 1,000 in the next 2 weeks. Well, this week and next. But not all the kids get to have the chance to come with their parents or their grandparents, with whom they might, you know, want to share those experiences. So Saturday is going to be our first try at doing that for Christmas.
All right. So that's this Saturday, and it opens at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
All right. Now, you mentioned crafts, and one of the very special crafts that you're going to have has to do with bousillage. Dale Parity is with us, and you've been with Vermilionville for a while now.
Actually, I was at Vermilionville restoring the Armand Broussard House, 1790 era. It was my first out of 8 that I've done so far, 22 years ago before it even opened. So that was my first one, so that's special for me.
You've never left, and they've just kept adding
houses.
Well,
I've done a lot of different things. I'm an artist. I've done some acting. I've done a lot of different things, but I've been there off and on through the years.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about bousillage. I know it's we hear that word a lot, but I think
the mysterious
we don't
mud.
Really know what it is.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's not mud like topsoil mud, although some gray clays do look like that. On the Bayou Vermilion, named for the Red River deposits, is what we're going to be using this Saturday. But it's a mixture of clay and moss. Now, the Indians used raw moss, but the Acadians cured it because they had much thinner 4-inch walls. So curing involves keeping the moss wet and rotting it. Then you have a really strong, dark fiber that the Cajuns used to make rope out of. They used it to stuff mattresses. And when you mix it with clay, you make your walls and chimneys out of it.
So it's what's left from the moss that won't rot.
Right.
So
the great part is like a little bark. Mm-hmm. And if you ever skin it back and look at it, it's actually brown because it's still alive. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that gets dark and is very useful.
Mm-hmm. And so they originally learned that from the Indians, that technique, but they changed it and refined it.
Right. They just did a little fancier view of it because of the thinner walls, whereas the Indians had wattle and daub, much about double thick the size of the Acadian walls. And this was also in the plantation homes. This is just plaster over it, whereas some of the homes are hand-finished. Mm-hmm. And but what we're going to be using Saturday, we're going to have little patties, probably about, about 3 inches in diameter and about an inch thick. And they'll be able to make, you know, whatever they want, a fleur-de-lis, a little star, whatever they want to make out of it. We'll put a little hole through it and then some cord for them. They can take it home, a little plastic bag, and either finish on it, work on it some more, or let it dry, and then they can hang it on the tree.
So you will have mixed already the moss and
yeah, we
and
have about 100 little patties. If there's more people show up, I can mix some on the mm-hmm. side, but, mm-hmm. you know, for little kids, it's kind of better if you just kind of look, it's this and this mixed together, and it's already there, and so, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. it's ready to go for them.
How many pounds of boussiage do you think you've made over the years? I'm just thinking.
A lot of lifting is nothing but work.
I'm just imagining a huge vat.
Yeah,
a
lot.
What do you make it? What do you put it in? What kind of container?
Well, what they would do in the old days is they would clear away the topsoil and the grass to get down to the clay, and bust that up, add water to it, and then the tacherons were the men who would get in the pit barefooted and stomp this mixture together. Then they would take the cured moss, throw that in, stomp it together. And when you just can't stand it anymore and can't hardly move in it, it's done.
It's ready. It's cooked.
Well, you can still get out of the pit. It was fun. We did Louis Michaud's house. We even had women in the pit helping. So everybody, I mean, it's hard work because you're lifting, you're stomping, you're using every part of your body to do this.
And well, how long does it last? Do you have to use it the same day that you make it?
200-year-old house is still there. It's a matter of maintenance like anything else.
Once it's in, but when you're making it, how do you have to use it immediately? Or
well, as long as you keep it moist. Now, back mm-hmm. in the day, it was done as a communal effort. Everybody mm-hmm. get together. And it took 3 to 5 years to make some of these houses. The large ones a little longer. You just have a mud pit there where you have the mixture done. And at the end of the day, you know, they come back the next day, you just throw more water in if it needed, bust up more clay and get the mixture right. You don't want it too muddy. You might have to let them dry a little bit because mm-hmm. you don't want a lot of shrinkage and cracking in the walls. Mm-hmm. Because this is what's going to be keeping you cool in summer. At nighttime, it absorbs moisture. In the day, the breezes have an evaporative cooling effect. So your walls are your air conditioning in those days. So, and the Bouzias chimneys absorb the heat in the winter, so it made for very comfortable houses.
So describe a wall for us, and not everyone has seen that.
You always see the white wash right. over to the plaster, mm-hmm. so you never really see the wall. Mm-hmm. Which you can see at Vermeilville, when you come into the Maison de Cultures, there's a section of wall visible. The cypress frame is a mortise and tenon frame, and in between it are a wedge little slats called barreaux, made out of white oak, which is a stronger wood, because that's basically going to be supporting the wall. So these rungs that are about 5 or 6 inches apart, you make the a torchon au bousillage, which is a loaf, looks like a flat piece of French bread, really, mm-hmm. about 14 inches long or so. And while they're still soft, somebody brings in a pallet of those, and you just start saddling them on there, basically, half and half, you know. And that's the way it's grabbing onto the barreaux, and then you pack it in solid. You don't want the air pockets in there. Mm-hmm. You just keep doing that over and over again until you got a house.
Well, I can see why you've been there 22 years. That's a lot of effort to make a house. But as you said, 200 years later, many of those walls are still
there. They're still there. That's right. The stuff is like anything else, maintenance.
Right. If you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Rachel Dugas, David Cherami with Vermeilionville, Dale Perotti, who's been there making sure that these houses are strong and beautiful and very authentic for 22 years. And he'll be helping us take home a little piece of bousillage on Saturday with some bousillage ornaments. And can people shape these with their hands, or you can have like cookie cutters, or how can they make the ornaments?
It's all hands on. We want them to get, you know, we don't want it too manufactured here. We want mm-hmm. them to get the feel of the stuff, and we tell them, you know, this is the same stuff the walls are made out of. So they can make, I made a little star, mm-hmm. make a little heart, mm-hmm. make a moon, fleur-de-lis, whatever you want.
All right.
And then, you know, if we're bringing home a little plastic bag, so if they want to redo it to something else and change their mind, they can do it at home.
Yeah.
And just let it air dry, and it'll be ready.
Yeah, talking about hands-on, we have companies also who do their Christmas parties, and Dale was also doing one the other day, and I walked in, and there were these ladies working for this company with their fine, their fingernails done. Manicures, thank you, that's what I was looking for. With bousillage stuck underneath their manicures.
But there's always a yuck factor at first, but I find that no matter who it is, architecture students or whatever, after the end of the day, they're either having mud fights or just having fun. They finally get into it. They realize how much
it's a lot of fun.
Right. Fun can be.
And how nice to tell your friends later that, yes, I was doing bousillage. Just to be able to say that word.
Yeah, because it's got two L's in it that you don't pronounce, so go figure.
Right.
That's the material. That's what it means. Blue is word for mud in French, but it's a clay.
So don't worry about your manicures on Saturday. You can
take off your rings, anything you don't want to get dirty. And, we'll have a little place you can wash your hands, and then later you can go wash them real good in the restroom or whatever. But everything will be there ready to go.
Okay, so bousillage ornaments, a part of the old-fashioned, old-time Christmas at Vermilionville. Again, expert in bousillage, Dale Parity, will be there helping you with the process and answering any questions people may have about bousillage. And, of course, people can go around and see your handiwork at the village in all of the houses.
That's right.
All right. Now, David, you're a director of Vermilionville.
Right.
And there's been a lot of activity going on at Vermilionville this year. So many wonderful celebrations you've had celebrating the different cultures in Louisiana, very successful days, and of course all the activity going on in the river. You all recently had this amazingly successful boat parade, and you're adding to the activities at Vermilionville now.
Oh, you just keep on going, yeah.
You're inviting another organization to share the Vermilionville campus.
Right.
Louisiana Folk Roots.
Which is, of course, is an organization which shares many of our same goals, for the preservation and the continuation of our culture here in South Louisiana. We have basically two campuses, actually, at Vermilionville. As you probably know, Vermilionville is run by the Bayou Vermilion District, and the Bayou Vermilion District's main mission is to promote cultural and environmental development, recreational development on the bayou. And on that side of the, across from the parking lot from Vermilionville, that's where we have our bayou operations also. And we have one of the houses has been empty for about a year and a half or so. And we were approached by Louisiana Folk Roots that were looking for another place to move their offices. And I said, well, we have this building, which is it's an historical building also. They call it the Begno House, not to be confused with the one in Scott.
You haven't moved that one.
We haven't moved that one. The Begno House in Scott is still a Scott, and we have our Begno House, which is also has bousillage also in it. And with, as a matter of fact, on one of the walls, there's a little face that Dale put into one of the corners. Yes, you probably remember that, but we were looking at the other day, like he was doing the bousillage and he just kind of got artistic.
He left his mark.
He put a little face in one of the corners of the...
And there if will you be scholars come, studying that someday, Dale Parity.
This was their god that they worshipped back here in the day. But they're going to be there, and we're going to have a jam there, as we usually have on Saturdays anyway, from 1 to 3:30, but not at Vermilionville. It will be at the Louisiana Folk Roots new office at 340 Fisher Road, just in case you want to look that up on your GPS or whatever. And we'll have Mitch Reed and Michael Doucet from Beau Soleil will be our jammers, our head jammers. We'll also have Henry Hample, who once he finishes with the children's, he'll be coming on over. And we'll have, Cheryl and Russell Cormier, Ray Landry, all of the usual jammers we have. Probably Nog Jules. I don't know if Nog Jules is going to be coming over. He sometimes comes over. Also, who's one of our great assets there at Vermilionville also. So we're very happy to start this new partnership with Louisiana Folk Roots. And Todd Mouton, like I was saying, Todd is just totally stoked. And if you can imagine, Todd Mouton even more stoked than he is usually. I mean, he's like a child on a sugar high right now. So, and we are too, because we're very excited about this.
Absolutely. And so that's the inaugural celebration at Vermilionville for Louisiana Folk Roots, joining the family, joining that campus over there. And everyone's invited, of course, to go and help them celebrate.
That's right. We'll have free food and music over there, on one side of the parking lot. And, of course, on the other side of the parking lot, we'll still have our old-time family Christmas celebration going on. And so it's just activity going all over the park that day.
Right. If you have just tuned in, we're talking about Old Time Christmas at Vermilionville. Can you purchase tickets at the door, or is this...
Yes, at the door is the best way to go about it. We've got special pricing for that day to get the families in. So it's from 10 to 4, and we'll have most of our hands-on activities will be from 10 to 2. So those families that need to go home for the nap or whatever, they can come and get all that stuff done before then.
All right, and then after that, of course, once those festivities are over, they can go over and help celebrate Louisiana folk roots as well.
Absolutely.
And lots of crafts going on. We have been speaking with Dale Parity about the Boussillage ornaments that will be available for everyone to create and make, and he can whip up some more Boussillage.
If we have to, we can do it.
Get in the pit and make some more Boussillage, but a really nice thing to have on our tree, just a piece of our culture and something we can all look at and remember just how people used to do things, and a nice way to celebrate Louisiana Christmas. For more information, I assume people can stop by the website or
Yes, the
Facebook
event
page.
Is listed there on our calendar, and all of the information is there. So if any of the old-time crafts interest you and you want to see how they're made, up close. Even we've been seeing people very interested in the soap making and the candle making, so they really get to get in there and smell it. And the village is really alive with activity. There are fires in almost all of the houses. We've got activities outside. We have Christmas caroling, so it's just a buzz everywhere. And we're hoping that Saturday people from the community will come and join.
And so Saturday is a special day, but you have so many of these activities going on this week and next as well. And families who can't make it on Saturday certainly can come. And Dale, you're there as well. If people really want to find out more about Boussillage, you're there throughout the week.
That's right. We describe all the different uses for moss, because they make rope out of it, used it for stuffing mattresses. So there's... different uses for it. They'll be able to see all that.
I know some people wonder, is there a way to grow moss? Can you encourage it?
All you got to do is keep it wet. It'll grow. It's not
wet.
A parasite, by the way. Everybody thinks it is, but that's not true.
All right. Well, a good way to learn more about moss. You can speak with Dale Parity at Vermilionville. David, were you going to add something about moss?
Well, moss is actually, it's a member of the pineapple family. You might not believe that, but it has to be... In a humid area. That's why you'll see it growing over the bayous, because it's getting the moisture coming up from the bayous, and it needs clean air. So that's why you don't see next to the roads where the carbon monoxide is coming out and it's too dry. But if you have a clean air and a humid environment, which thankfully we still have a lot of here in Louisiana still, that's where moss will grow. And you just take it and put it, and it'll propagate itself. The spores, it travels by spores, and the spores will explode and start floating and just start growing somewhere else.
We have a part of the village that is covered in moss right now, and that's due to
Nongjul's crop.
it'll be, but Nongjul, who your listeners will know, decided, I guess, a few years back that he wanted to start to grow some moss, and right now you can see the fruits of his labor. The trees are full of moss
so
around
the
schoolhouse.
To
that's
cultivate
right.
it.
You know, one thing I forgot to tell everybody too is that we're making sentons. Sentons were the little saints that people did. That's towards the end of the 1700s, when people weren't allowed to have the nativity scenes. People kind of got by saying, oh, that's my old grandpa or whatever. Little figurines carved of wood. And so I have one that's made out of Boussillage about my grandfather, Elias Darbone, who taught me about a lot of these things. And so I do it as a tribute to him every year when I go spend time hunting, fishing, and
you make another
learning
santon.
About the Cajun culture.
And this year, Santon is actually collecting moss.
Yes, the moss paper. Pole. He's got the... Which is a big industry. Almost every little town used to have moss gins, because it was used all around the country for different things.
Well, what a great idea. I know in southern France that's really a big part of Christmas as well. It would be a nice tradition to start here and create little figures like your grandfather and the moss pickers and create our own nativity scenes. Lovely idea. You can speak more with any of the people at Vermilionville and Dale Parity this Saturday for Old Time Christmas, 10 to 4. But, of course, celebrations going on for this week and next as well. Thank you all, Rochelle Dugas, David Cherami, and Dale Parity. Thank you.
Merci.
Thank you.
And a reminder that the UL Holiday Pottery Sale begins tonight at 7 o'clock in Fletcher Hall and runs through Saturday. Also, We All Do continues at Theater 810, an original play by Jaron Schechsnyder. Also tonight, Louisiana Christmas with Sonny Landreth and the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra at the Hyman Performance.